Brian Adams. On a frequency modulated carrier wave of 104,100,000 and 95,400,000 cycles per second. This is BBC Radio Berkshire. On the line now is David Sargent of the Bracknell Amateur Radio Club. David, did I get that right?
Yes, you did. A bit too technical this time of the afternoon.
Yes, I know. I had it all explained to me last night at great length, but anyway. Now, Amateur Radio Club, you don't like the term hams, do you?
That is right. Ham is, well, it has the connotations, I suppose, of Tony Hancock.
Yes, true.
The Americans tend to use it rather more, but in this country we really call ourselves radio amateurs.
Yeah. Now, how did you get involved in this as a hobby?
A long time ago. When I was at university, I got involved in the radio club there and learnt all about amateur radio. That's going back 1968.
Mm. It does seem to be one of these hobbies that grabs people, really, doesn't it?
It does. It's very time-consuming.
Yes. Do you need a lot of equipment and expense?
It varies. It depends what you want to get out of a hobby. Obviously, the more you spend, the more you get out. But my first transmitter many years ago cost me, I suppose, about £10 in parts.
Hmm.
And I had many contacts on that.
Is that part of the joy of it, building your own gear?
It is something which amateurs certainly do a lot of. It's the technical side of a hobby. And some of our frequency bands, you cannot actually buy any equipment for those frequency bands. You have to build it.
You actually have to make it.
But having said that, these days you can go to your local radio shop and buy a Japanese-made transmitter and receiver, plug it in and go. And that is obviously what a lot of people do.
So is your back garden bristling with aerials and things then?
I would like it to be. It's not quite as big as I would like.
What sort of gear have you got then?
I have to confess I have a Japanese-made radio.
Mm.
In fact, three of them in here.
Yeah.
A bit of home-built equipment.
Yeah.
And the Morse key, I do a lot of work on Morse code,
yeah,
which is still very, very popular in amateur terms.
Yes, I still don't understand how you can distinguish between the letters in Morse code. I never really sat down and looked at it, I suppose.
It's another language. You know, once you've mastered it, you don't think about it.
Yes. Yes, apparently the Archbishop of Canterbury taps away in Morse code if he gets bored in sermons.
Oh, does he?
Yes. I've
never heard him.
He's another one. Yes. All right, so what do you do then? I mean, you've got the equipment, so you're sitting there with all your radios sitting around. I mean, what does the hobby actually involve?
There's many facets of it. The the basic radio amateur speaks into a microphone and has contacts all over the world. That is, traditional hobby.
So you just dial somebody up and see if they're there?
Well, you either put out a general call, which we call a CQ call, and anybody listening calls in, establish contact, exchange name, or perhaps chat for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Alternately, we spend a lot of time listening on the bands, tuning around, hearing something interesting, like somebody's put a station on some far distant Pacific island.
Yes.
And all the world pounces on there.
Yes.
Try and have a contact.
Yeah.
It's very time consuming.
I know. When I worked abroad for a while, they gave me this little show that I had to. It was a 5-minute show every day, and it was a sort of DX's slot, and I used to have to read out all the latest shortwave frequencies of these radio stations because they keep moving about, don't they?
Yes, that's right. And I say DX means long distance.
Yes.
Obviously, the same in broadcast terms as amateur terms.
Yes. All right. Now, how does the club operate then? What sort of things do you do at meetings?
Well, the club, of course, is part of the affiliated of a national society, the Radio Society of Great Britain. We have meetings once a month, formal meetings. I say formal, they're pretty informal. And we try and have either an outside speaker or someone from the club showing something they built, something, a new development they've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, for instance, we had a computer software meeting. It's not all radio. The hobby is expanding to see proper technology.
So general gadgetry and technology is of interest as well.
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
This next meeting, we have what we call a natter night, which is really just an opportunity to exchange ideas.
Yes. I wonder what it must be like to an outsider, you lot all getting together and talking numbers and frequencies and gadgets with each other.
They get confused.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is some jargon.
I bet there's loads.
All these hobbies. And it's very, very difficult to avoid the jargon.
Any women in the club?
Yes, we have. Mm. Ooh. Two, three female members of the club, yes.
Good. Glad to hear it. You know, it's not just a technology thing for men, I suppose.
Oh, no. Mm. One of the other aspects, well, there's several other things we're involved in. We do radio contests, which is we set up a station on top of a hill. For instance, in July, we go down to Dorset mm-hmm. to put on a station. The object being to work as many stations within 24 hours as far away as we can.
So you mark them all down and somebody has to verify them, presumably.
We send them up. There's 50 to 100 groups in the UK participating.
Yeah.
And they're judged. We came second in that one year.
Is that just luck that you happen to manage to tune into the right frequencies, or is there skill and judgment involved as well?
A lot of it comes down to listening.
Yeah.
It's said that the best licensed amateurs spend all their time listening rather than transmitting.
Ah.
It's true.
Ah, interesting. Yes. All right. Well, now, if people would like to contact you and perhaps get involved in this as a hobby, where should they ring, David?
Right. I say we meet at Cooper's Hill Community Centre, which is in centre of Bracknell, second Wednesday of each month, which means the next meeting is June the 12th. If they want more information, they can ring Steve Boff, our secretary.
Steve Boff?
On 01344 420 577.
Yep.
Or if there are other clubs, of course, in the area. There's one here, Reading, Newbury. If they want information on there, then ring the RSGB, Radio Society Great Britain.
Yep.
01707 659 015.
Right, so Steve Boff is the Bracknell man, 01344 420 577, or the RSGB, 01707 659 015. Well, thank you for joining us on FM, David,
and
good luck with the club.
Okay, thank you very much.
David Sargent of the Bracknell Amateur Radio Club.
Closest to the county, for news about the county, BBC Radio Berkshire.